Now, if you put an animal on a ventilator, then you can control all aspects of its ventilation and oxygenation. But it requires at least heavy sedation and usually general anesthesia for all the time it's on the ventilator. And then you become an essential part of the animal's major body systems. You now have control of its life. So this means that there must be someone with it pretty much 100% of the time, and that person has to know how to ventilate and how to troubleshoot problems like leaks, blockages, fighting the ventilator, or the dreaded ventilator-induced lung injury, pneumonia, or pneumothorax, all of which occur with reasonable frequency. And even with the best planning and oversight, problems are a part of ventilation that you have to know how to deal with and know how to deal with quickly. Now, if you're ventilating an animal because it has respiratory paralysis or respiratory fatigue, like snake bites, then survival rates can be very good. So they're the ones where their lungs are normal, but they're just not breathing properly. But if you're forced to ventilate an animal because it has severe lung disease that is so bad that the hypoxia doesn't respond to oxygen supplementation, then you're looking at pretty poor survival rates, something like 10 to 20%. So while ventilation is a very, very doable part of critical care, the decision to ventilate a veterinary patient should not be taken lightly.